We're talking about the process of getting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. During a recent hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the redesign of the $20 bill to feature abolitionist leader Harriet Tubman had been delayed with security issues.
It is my responsibility now to focus on what is the issue of counterfeiting and the security features. The ultimate decision on the redesign will most likely be another secretary's down the road.
But this plan to make an anti-slavery crusader the face of one of the most popular bills in the world suggests a deeper struggle that we should talk about. How important is it to you to have women on currency? What questions do you have about the process of changing what's on our money? We're at 800-642-1234. Barbara Ortiz Howard is the founder of Women on 20s. That's a campaign to get a woman on the $20 bill. Barbara, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So as we just heard there, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin talking about the delay, can you start by explaining how we got to this point of getting so close to having Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill?
Yes, we were very close because after our campaign, which we started 4 years ago in 2015, in the public eye, a year later, the then Secretary Jacob Lew announced that we would have three bills featuring women, and most importantly to us, on the $20 bill that Harriet Tubman would be on it. And that grew out of a very public grassroots campaign to have a woman on the $20 bill. And in the 10 weeks of our voting, where we had over 600,000 votes, Harriet Tubman emerged as the winner. We presented that to the Treasury. And they said, well, we have plans to put women on money, but it's going to be the $10 bill. And that delayed our whole process for a year. Unfortunately, we lost time there because had they just gone with that sentiment earlier on, then maybe we'd be a little further along in the process right now.
And so when you did this contest, if you will, this crowdsourcing of who should be on the currency, you had a number of women as, up against Harriet Tubman. And as choices, who did you put out there?
Well, we actually started with over 100 women that could potentially be candidate for the $20 bill. And we went to, we had what we called our caucus period, and we went out to professors, authors, people on the area of women's rights and studies, and we asked them to evaluate the candidates that we had on a scale of whether what their contribution meant to society and the difficulty they had, and we were able to whittle that down from 100 to 60 to 30, and then we presented the public with 15 names, a number of suffragists, including the more well-known names of Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Alice Paul, Sojourner Truth, Lucretia Mott. You know, those are the well-known names, but certainly there were many more, and so they were part of it. We had Frances Perkins, we had Rachel Carson, Clara Barton, and then actually, out of that first round of voting, our primary phase, four women emerged: Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, and Wilma Mankiller, who was the chief, the first woman chief of the Cherokee Nation. So she was included in our final four, what we call the final four, because it was March, Women's History Month, March Madness. So we had our final four, and the public then voted again and chose Harriet Tubman.
We're talking about putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. Barbara Ortiz Howard is the founder of that campaign called Women on 20s. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Are you in support of changing who's on the $20 bill? And if so, how soon would you like to see this change go into effect? You can call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Barbara, during his presidential campaign, President Trump said he did not support putting Harriet Tubman on the 20. And here's a clip of then-candidate Trump speaking about the issue during an appearance on the Today Show.
I think Harriet Tubman is fantastic. I would love to leave Andrew Jackson and see if we can maybe come up with another denomination. Maybe we do the $2 bill or we do another bill. I don't like seeing it. Yes, I think it's pure political correctness.
So what do you make of this notion, pure political correctness?
Yeah, in that clip, you hear him ramping up. You know, first she's fantastic, and maybe another, and then he went and flipped and went into the, it's pure political correctness. It's actually the correct thing, the right thing to do, the morally right thing to do, to recognize someone for the great achievements and the contributions to this country. Yesterday was 156 years that Harriet Tubman sacrificed her life to lead our Union troops to South Carolina to free over 800 slaves in the Combahee River Ferry release. And that was really incredible. And to be able to lead an expedition like that, she was the first woman to ever do such a thing. So recognizing her is the appropriate thing to do. It's not anything like political correctness.
There's been a lot of reaction to this delay, but you say on your website that even under the most optimistic timetable that was set out by the Obama administration, the bill itself never was expected to be in our hands before 2026. Why does it take so long?
It is quite a question as to why they take so long relative to other countries. We have a great responsibility, of course, to make sure that our money is not counterfeited. We are the most used currency in the world. Two-thirds of our cash is used outside of the United States. So there's quite a bit of precaution taken. That being said, we're just woefully slow. It took 14 years for the $100 bill with that blue ribbon to go from being decided to be done to coming out. It would take a long time. They probably should retool their whole manufacturing in the BEP, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in Washington and Dallas, to accommodate new bills, new kinds of printing. And then we also have to create a bill which is more friendly for visually challenged people. Like, we were supposed to have a tactile feature. Now they're giving out readers, you know, apps and readers, so people can who have difficulty seeing our money, because all our money is the same size, the same feel practically. It's very difficult to distinguish if you have a visual challenge.
We're talking about the news that the Harriet Tubman $20 bill would be delayed. Looking closer at what the process looks like for getting women on hard currency, Barbara Ortiz Howard started a campaign to get women on the $20 bill. It's called Women on 20s. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you support changing who's on the $20 bill? And if so, how soon would you like to see this change go into effect? If not, do you think this is a case of political correctness, as President Trump has suggested? Call in. You can also tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to this conversation in a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the redesigned $20 bill and the delay in getting Harriet Tubman on it. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The bill bearing her face was supposed to debut next year. It's been delayed nearly a decade. And a grassroots campaign called Women on 20s inspired federal legislation on this. Harriet Tubman came out as the front runner to replace President Andrew Jackson after more than 600,000 people cast ballots. Is it important to you that women be represented on currency? Does it matter if it's a paper bill or a coin? What other American women would you like to see on our bills? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Barbara Ortiz Howard is founder of the Women on 20s campaign, and she stays with us. Let's go to the phones now with Andrew joining us from Heartland. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind about the 20s?
My particular outlook on it is that whether it's taking Alexander Hamilton off the $10 bill or whoever's on the $20 bill, it's really a non-issue because we were meant to have hard assets, so, you know, gold and silver as our currency or as money, and we've been tricked into taking paper money that can be printed at will and debased. And I think whoever is on the paper money is kind of a non-issue because the bigger issue is being able to be printed out of our value on what our purchasing power is. So that's the bigger issue to me.
Andrew, thanks for the call. Barbara, what do you make of that?
Well, it's interesting. We're using more cash now than ever. I thought that may have been where Andrew was going. We thought we're not going to be using it. We'll be using our debit cards and we'll be swiping and using apps and things to pay. But cash is actually, the use of it is on the rise. And for whatever reason, people believe in the system, so it works for now. Who didn't believe in the system was Andrew Jackson. He did not believe in paper money. And it's ironic that he is on it for that particular reason. So that's a system we kind of bought into at this time. And the prevalence and the use of the $20 bill, which is used four or five times as much as the $10 bill or any other bill, it's very important to see someone who represents the other part of our population, the other 51% of our population, a woman, and because we're not seen in our cultural landscape. And that was one of the critical things, is that women are absent in our parks and in the manner of statues, or we don't have stadiums named after us and bridges. Oh, there are a few bridges in Philadelphia. Here there are some bridges. But in general, women are not seen in our cultural landscape and not held up. So we need those models. It's reinforcing the potential of what women could do.
Barbara, what about bill security? Because the 20 is the most counterfeited bill out there, and we heard Secretary Mnuchin cite new counterfeiting measures as his priority. What do we know there?
Right. So they claim that the $10 bill is the bill that is most at risk. So that's the next bill to be redesigned, which is what is putting off the redesign of the 20. The thing is that they use a different method of determining what is at risk, and it's not the value of the money or the volume. It's more like the percentage. So if you had 110 dollar bills and 10 of them were bad, that's 10%. But if you have, let's say, $420 bills out there, and 20 of them are bad, that's worth $400, but it's only 5%. So, but they're not going by that. They're going by the percentage versus the number of bills in circulation, which we have always thought was faulty. They told us that back in 2015, that no, the $10 bill has to be changed next. Then they felt that the $5 had to be changed again. And now we're really surprised because the secretary is saying, let's change the $50 bill. And we're like, what's wrong with the $50 bill now? So for us, the $20 bill is at risk. And why don't we change all of them at once? Why do we have to change them in slow succession?
Well, women have been on currency before in the U.S., and we should point that out. Most recently, Susan B. Anthony, Sacagawea have appeared on gold dollar coins. Do you see a difference in appearing on a bill versus a coin?
Sure. The Susan B. Anthony coin is no longer minted. It was a resounding failure. It was done in a way which folks didn't quite know what was going on with it. It resembled a quarter, and so people weren't using it. The gold coin, which then started to have Sacagawea on it, now has all the vice presidents on it, so it's hardly her coin. And again, it's not been widely used. And a bill, though, when it comes out, you know, the most common bill to come out is out of your ATM is your $20 bill, and is the most widely circulated. So having something that's that prevalent and predominant in your everyday experience has meaning on a conscious and unconscious level.
So there has been some legislation in front of Congress that could speed up this timeline here. Can you explain what we're seeing on Capitol Hill about this?
Yes, that's been an area where we had some concern at first. Why bring, you know, when we were figuring out our campaign, do we bring it to Congress? Do we petition the federal government? And the Secretary of the Treasury does have the last say on which design and who's going to be on our bills. And in 1929, the then Secretary of Treasury, Andrew Mellon, made the decision to take Grover Cleveland off the 20 and put Andrew Jackson on it. And, you know, since it seems like a fairly straightforward and simple process, we thought we should go to the executive branch and not have it kick around in Congress for a longer period of time, because we wanted this to happen in a short period of time. By 2020, let's see that design to honor the centennial 19th Amendment, where white women got the right to vote. So we thought, well, you know, maybe not everyone's gotten the right to vote, but let's at least recognize it was a step. And what do we have to do to continue in that way to make sure that everyone has equal rights? But we want to now support the Congress that has said, well, you know, maybe we need a Harriet Tubman tribute bill. So in the House, there's H.R. 1083, and Senator Shaheen from New Hampshire has also introduced a bill in the Senate. I believe in the House it's a little further under consideration, which I believe may have actually been something which influenced Representative Presley last week to start that line of questioning with Steven Mnuchin, because she's on that finance committee that's reviewing that bill, 1083, mm-hmm. to have the Harriet Tubman tribute bill. And it's not the first time Congress has actually had some say in it. They, you know, In God We Trust was something that Congress put forward, as well as making a rule that the $1 bill could not be changed. You cannot take George off the bill. It's something that Congress had made law. Of course, that laws are often changed. If you wanted George off, which that would be probably completely sacrilegious here at this point, but
Barbara,
it were to change.
Yeah, Barbara, some might say this is just money, and there are a whole lot of bigger issues facing women in America right now. How would you respond to that?
Absolutely. There are so many issues facing women, facing humanity. Our future does seem to be facing tremendous challenge at this time. However, recognizing those who had that vision, who in the similar situation that we find ourselves in now, had a vision of how we could move forward, can be inspirational. And we need inspiration right now, along with concrete things that change. And so it's just important to have something to look to inspire us.
Barbara, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so happy to have had this time. Thank you.
Barbara Ortiz Howard is founder of Women on 20s. That's a campaign to get a woman on the $20 bill. And we've been talking about the delay in getting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. This would mark the first time a black woman would be on U.S. currency. Coming up, more than 14 million millennials live with one or both parents. We'll look at the family dynamics when a young adult moves back home. Let's talk about it after a news update here on the Ideas Network.